Chicago. Never put Daddy in a vehicle with a siren. One time I let him do a ride-along when I was with the Jack's PD. And he was always... He'd grab the radio off the hook and yell, "We're gonna kick some ass!" And then the dispatcher would come back, unit calling. I said, "Daddy, you're gonna get me in trouble." Thank God that was the days before... You know, it used to be... Nowadays, when you... Some police departments can see exactly where the squad car is, and when you key the mic, it prints out the number of your car. That was back in the days we had them old Motorolas. You couldn't tell where anybody was going. All right, that was a while ago. And I learned another thing. Never let them drive the boat, either. Because, I mean, Daddy'd blow through a no-wake zone. We'd be throwing a four-foot wake. He'd say, "Don't worry, son, I got it under control." We'd come barreling ass out of some little pond somewhere. But I remember one time, Daddy embarrassed me on board the boat. I had guests. And I guess he must have stopped at Benny's Burrito Bar. But when Daddy had to take a massive, you knew it. Because he'd sit there and his belly would actually vibrate. You know, you could... I mean, and he had a belly on him, too, but you could almost... You can almost hear him percolating butt coughing. I said, "Daddy, you better hit the head. Sounds like you gotta baptize a baby Ruth." He said, "I gotta do more than that stuff." "Oh, God." He said, "You better follow me up on deck. I need your help." I said, "Yeah, but what?" And he went running up on deck. Drops his pants around his ankles. He says, grab my hand, son, so I don't fall in the water." He hangs his butt over the rail. I said, "Daddy, what the hell you gonna do?" He was half drunk and laughing. He said, "Hello, all you little fishies of the deep blue sea. Here's mud in your eye."
A Washington landmark for life.